Trump has condemned the packages as an attack on U.S. democracy, but in a tweet he also blamed the mainstream media for what he called the anger we see today. Trump has been criticized himself for using offensive language that many say encourages violence.
There's a difference between aggressive, hard-fought issues and the language around that and trying to incite people to violence.
Trump's press secretary Sarah Sanders on Thursday insisted the media are unfair to Trump.
Yesterday, the very first thing that the president did was come out and condemn the violence. The very first thing your network did was come out and accuse the president of being responsible for it. That is not okay.
The suspicious packages intercepted so far have all looked similar and contained similar homemade devices. Many of them were addressed to individuals in the New York City area.
This is clearly an effort to terrorize people politically, to choose people for political purposes and attack them because of their beliefs.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said the police are investigating the packages and searching for the person or group who made them. Experts say makers of rudimentary explosives, such as pipe bombs, are relatively easy to identify.
Bomb makers usually have a signature in the way they construct a bomb. They usually crimp the wires the same way, use the same bomb-making material, and the construct of the entire device has identical features, local similarities, and you can tie it together. The envelopes they use to mail them.
In addition, experts say culprits leave microscopic skin flakes, traces of saliva or hairs in the material they handle, and these help identify the suspect. About 10 suspicious packages in yellow manila envelopes have been intercepted so far. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.